Good evening, everybody. I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to the Hour of the Time. And tonight we have with us...
Tim.
Say that again.
This is Tim, folks. Good evening.
It's the Bill and Tim Show. Folks, I've been working all day trying to solve the address conflicts of SCSI devices in our computer network. And I got to tell you, those computers are kicking my butt. I am beat. I don't know what to do next. I'll probably be up all night. I have not prepared for this show, and because of that, we're going to have call-ins tonight. The number is 602-337-2524. I've got to continue to work on this, and I've got to make these computers work right, because once they're running properly, this is going to be the most incredible research center probably anywhere. And we have tons and tons of filing cabinets and boxes full of documents that will be entered into the computer that anyone will be able to come in here and punch in a few keywords and pull up these documents and look at them. So you don't have to cross-reference and go through drawers and file cabinets and all this kind of stuff in order to get what you want. So I think it's going to be wonderful, but you know, there's liable to be a few more nights like this where I just don't prepare. Because I'm working on the computers, I hope not too many. So we'll just have a little party tonight, and in the commemoration of what I've been doing all day and all day yesterday and all last night and probably all night too, this is what it feels like around here right now.
My work is so hard, give me water.
Well, folks, I got to tell you, it wasn't I was saying. I was saying a few things that I can't repeat over the radio here. And Tim was a great help. I tell you, he comes in about three or four times a day. He looks at what I'm doing, scratches his head, and runs out the front door, and I don't see him again for a few hours.
I know it's safe that way.
What's that, Tim?
I know it's safe that way.
Let me see who we got on the line here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. How are you? I'm a new listener, and I was very impressed last week with your expose on the Clintons. And do you know anything about a guy by the name of Larry Nichols?
Yeah, I know his publicity firm has been contacting me religiously, often sending me faxes and everything, trying to get me to put him on the hour of the time. I don't know what it is, but something bothers me about Larry Nichols. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with him. I'm not saying that I just don't know. I have a gut feeling, and so I have not brought him on the show until I figure out what my gut feeling is trying to tell me.
Two more things. I'll try to be quick so other people can get on. Have you heard anything about this claim from Mankato, Minnesota?
What claim?
It's monetary claim, farmer's claim.
Yeah, if you want to give them $300 to go file a thing in court for you,
yeah,
go right ahead. But I got to tell you, you'll never see your $300 again, nor will you see anything else. It's one of the biggest scams going around the country right now.
Okay.
It's they're crooks.
Okay. And third question, I do not own a firearm. And what would you recommend?
A spanking.
Okay. As I said, I'm a new listener and you woke me up.
I believe I'm one of these.
I'm a sheeple that's been asleep.
I'm one of these people that liberals will tell you they'll tell you that I'm a terrible person because I believe that it is the duty of every American to own a firearm. Not just a right, but a duty.
Yeah, just like the Swiss.
That's right.
You have to have one. To be a citizen, you have to own a firearm. Well, I don't know absolutely nothing, and I'm not being facetious.
No, I think you're being very courageous and very intelligent because before you can correct anything or move on into the future, that's the first thing you have to admit to yourself. I had to do it years ago. I had to look in the mirror and say, Bill, you've been stupid, you've been apathetic, you've been ignorant,
and you
got to stop it. So that tells me that I would probably like you quite a bit if you were here talking to me, and we could probably become friends because you got a brain and you're using it, and I like that.
I live in big Ruger country. Is that a good rifle? Ruger?
I don't know anything about Rugers. Tim, you're the expert.
Rugers are fine weapons. The P-89 in 9mm. They also make a semi-automatic in a .45. This is a real nice one.
I think he was referring to a rifle.
Their rifle, the M-77, bolt action, wood stock, and they have a stainless steel with a synthetic stock. They're fine rifles. I have one of each.
What is, I heard Mr. Cooper say accuracy and distance. Those two things. What one would you recommend for that?
Well, now you're talking my language. I have what's called a long-range rifle, an MTLR PS-15, which was developed by a friend of ours, a super gunsmith, a very good friend and a good patriot. And with this rifle, well, let me tell you what I've been doing. I've been out adjusting my scope and practicing and making sure I get my accuracy right. I'm within 6 inches of a bullseye at 1,000 yards.
Okay, I don't know much, but that sounds pretty damn good.
I'm at the point now where I don't know if I need to adjust my scope or whether there's a slight breeze that moved it over a little bit and I'm afraid to touch it. But it doesn't matter because if I don't do anything to it, if I can hit within 6 inches of a bullseye at 1,000 yards, whoever I'm shooting at is a dead duck.
Let me give you a suggestion. Contact, you have any gun clubs in your area?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'd contact one of them and tell them that you're unfamiliar with weapons and you'd like to check out the different types of pistols, 38s, 9mm, 45, rifles, 308. 30-06.
What Ruger did you mention that was very good, you said? P-77?
Oh, the M-77.
M-77, okay.
Yeah, that's a bolt action in 30-06.
Okay.
It's a real nice rifle. And they also make them in a stainless steel with a synthetic stock, all-weather stock.
Okay.
And they're real nice.
Okay, sir. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling. Okay, the number is 602-337-2524. If you'd like to call and put in your 2 cents worth, like I said, we're just having a little party night sitting around. John, Tim and I were talking earlier. We sort of wish we were sitting around a campfire somewhere. I mean, this is a beautiful night. You should have seen the sunset. It was absolutely incredible. One of the most incredible sunsets I've ever seen in my life. Good evening. You're on the air.
Evening, Bill. A question, and maybe you can kind of play consumer educator here. Have you ever heard of something called the Federal Document Service, a non-governmental agency?
Yes, I have.
I guess my question is, are they legit? Because at least in the purpose that they contacted me, they kind of seemed unnecessary.
What do you mean by unnecessary? Well, all services are unnecessary to some people.
We had a child about 9, 10 weeks ago now.
Uh-huh.
And they always, you know, when you fill out the information for the birth certificate in the hospital, they ask you if you want a Social Security card.
Mm-hmm.
For your child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, frankly, I make the motion about whether I want one for my child or not.
My
child isn't going to get anything out of Social Security by the time my child's old enough to claim it anyway.
Don't you think it's a little presumptuous to make that kind of decision, a lifetime decision for your child?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think the child should be able to make that decision when they become of age?
Yes, they do. And that's exactly what's going to happen. But what I was getting at is I got a letter this week from the Federal Document Service, and it's this whole deal about, Social Security card is free, but the paperwork can be time-consuming and bothersome. If you send us money and fill out this form, we'll do it for you. And I just, you look at the form, and I mean, all they need is about 4 lines of stuff, and I just was... had some question. This just kind of seemed like a scam. Was charging for a...
No, that's the American way. Somebody looked around and found a need, and they filled it. There are people who don't like to go down to the courthouse or to federal offices and agencies. A lot of people just don't have time to do it. Some people don't like to do it. Some people don't like standing in line. And these people, and yeah, I've heard of them. Many people have called me asking if they should do it. My contention is that you should get yourself out of the system, but should you desire to stay in the system or be a part of the system, then these people can save you some time. They'll do it all for you for a fee. That's the American way. It's called capitalism. It's called putting food on your table. It's called not being on welfare. It's called being productive. It's called filling a need for people who don't like to do these things themselves.
Indeed. Question about the new gun law. are there provisions in there? I mean, a lot of the guns that are banned are guns that our police officers are carrying.
All gun laws are unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful until they deal with the second article in amendment.
Well, that's the way it strikes me also, but I was just curious how they can justify, I mean...
They cannot.
These police officers... And other security type.
Whoa, wait, you're performing the wrong argument.
Okay.
First place, they are illegal, unconstitutional, and unlawful. They have not outlawed anything. They have merely convinced the sheeple that they have outlawed something. The American people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, according to the second article and amendment. Almost every state in this union has a law which says every able-bodied man or boy between the ages of 17 and 45 are a part of the militia. The militia must have military weapons and ammunition in order to perform that function. Everything that they're doing with these gun laws, these gun unlaws, I should say, are unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful.
Well, just for a good laugh, and then I will leave you. We are undergoing a gubernatorial campaign here in Minnesota. One of the former candidates, because after the primary he is no longer, but this guy, this is how to commit political suicide. He came out less than a week before the primary election and indicated that if he were elected, one of the things that he would try to push through was that all Minnesotans had 2 years to turn in their handguns. Needless to say, he was defeated by probably the largest margin of defeat in the history of the Minnesota primary system, and he's an ex-police chief.
Well, good for him. I hope he's an ex-everything.
I think he's probably going to turn author next. Have a good evening, gentlemen.
He sounds like he's an ex-American or never was American.
Well, he's a... He's
Go ahead. Knock him down.
He's a naturalized American.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
He's a naturalized American.
Thank you.
And he's a pretty unnatural naturalized American.
Yeah.
Bill, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. What do you think about that, Tim?
Oh, there's a lot of weirdos out there. One thing I wanted to say tonight, folks, referenced surplus and stuff. We have canceled out the 800 number, and we've had, I guess, some pranksters running up our bill and stuff. So what we're going to do is just go back to the old-fashioned number, which is 602-337-2975, and fax orders will go to 602-337-2430 for your orders. We hated to do it, but it was time we had to. So if we can help in any way, just give that line a call. And if we're not there, just leave a word on the answering machine. And talk a little slower. Some of you are hurried on your numbers, and we can't distinguish them on the tape. And we'll be glad to call you back and help you any way we can. Thank you.
Yeah, folks, when you do the same thing here on the answering machine. When you call, my name is George. Would you please give me a call at 433-875-4444?
Yes, this has happened many times, along with the addresses, and we can't distinguish them. And some people think that we're not calling them back, but they're undistinguishable on the tape. So slow down when you're talking into the machine. You have to learn to talk into some of these machines, like I'm learning how to talk in this microphone. So. Let's go camping, Bill.
Well, I'm ready. Let's go. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill?
Yeah?
This is Richard. I got a couple questions I want to ask you. I guess I'm a little confused. My dad and my granddad were both Masons. And I guess I would say my dad was more of a Christian before he passed away 10 or 12 years ago. But weren't a lot of our great founding, our founding fathers of this country, were they not Masons?
Yes, they were.
Well, I guess what I think what I'm thinking is what you're trying to say. I don't believe a lot of the Masons in this country that are just, I don't know what you'd call the lower grade Masons or what, really know.
I call them dummies.
Well, that's what, they don't really know what's happening, do they?
That's right. They've joined an organization where they were told up front they're not going to learn anything about it until they've gone through several degrees of initiation. And if you read Albert Pike's book, He'll tell you right in his book that they're intentionally misled and lied to.
They're intentionally misled.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't imagine my dad being a part of something like that had he known, you know.
Well, I got to beg the difference with one thing that you said. You cannot be a Christian and belong to the lodge.
Well.
It's impossible. The master of the lodge is Lucifer.
Uh-huh. I've been approached, I guess, to join, which are not, that's not really their way about doing things, but I never have, and I don't think I ever will now.
Yeah, remember what it says in the book, even the elect shall be deceived.
Uh-huh.
These people are the greatest liars, deceivers, and manipulators in the history of the world, and you ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're fixing to spring a big one on you here pretty soon.
Well, we've been listening. We've got some of your food headed this way.
Great.
The question I'd like to ask you, I hear a lot of people, I know it's going on around the country, and I hear a lot of people that are putting guns underground to try to hide their stuff.
Well, but let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What good is an underground gun going to do you?
Well, I think they'll be where some of them can be got a hold of.
Well, you don't understand what's going to happen, and I know all those people out there putting their guns in the ground don't understand what's going to happen either.
That's what we're all trying to figure out.
You're going
to
be rounded up and taken away from where you live. Everybody's going to be shuffled around, and the ones that don't go to labor camps still are going to be taken somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And you're never going to go back to get that gun that's underground. Now, if you're going to head for the hills and fight a battle, you need a gun in your hand, and you might want to put several underground or in hiding places in several different places in case you have to abandon a weapon or one is taken away from you or it's broken or something. You may have to do that, yeah. But if you're sitting at home waiting for something to happen, what's going to happen is your door's going to come down, you're going to be rounded up and shipped somewhere else, and everything you have is going to be left behind, and what's above ground or can be found will be confiscated, and there will be a redistribution of wealth, as socialists always do.
Mm-hmm.
They give what you got to the people who ain't got nothing.
Well, that's pretty well what you're trying to do now.
Glad my grandmother's not alive to hear me say, ain't got.
Well, maybe we'll have enough forewarning so we can run.
No, there's not going to be any forewarning. There won't be any forewarning. You will not be warned. It will happen in the middle of the night, suddenly with no warning at all, unless you're awakened by the sound of helicopter blades. People aren't taking this seriously. If you seriously think that they're going to give you any opportunity to stand up and take their power away from them, you're drastically mistaken.
Well, the only thing I'm thinking of, Bill, there's just so many people in this country, they can't hit for so many people at one time.
Well, the problem is most of them are sheeple and will do what they're told always. And the rest of them, if they are found without leadership, will be confused and helpless because most people can't make decisions or lead themselves either. So they're depending upon leaders, and the leaders will be the first targets of these people. They will hit the leaders of the Patriot movement first, take them out of action if they can find them, and then they'll deal with the sheeple after that.
I see. Well, Bill, I appreciate it. Keep it up.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
602-337-2524. I know a lot of you out there shaking your head. You just can't believe this is true. But, I'm sitting here watching world events, watching what's happening in this country, watching what's happening in Congress, reading what the police and the Forest Service and the military are doing, and I can't understand how you don't understand it. That's my problem. I don't understand that.
It's amazing.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Calling from California. Do you have information on the California Police Chiefs Association?
No.
This association states as an unequivocal goal the savings of human lives through the substantive reduction in the misuse and availability of firearms. As a long-term social agenda, we believe that our nation would be well served by a social environment wherein firearms ownership and possession was a rarity. We recognize the reality, however, that large numbers of firearms will be part of our lives for many years to come. We therefore believe that it is incumbent upon the responsible citizens to articulate and support a specific social and legislative agenda that will reduce the root causes of violence and limit the opportunity for firearms to kill and injure innocent people.
Well, you see, I believe the best way to do that is give all the law-abiding people firearms and tell them to shoot all the crooks when they come to rob them, and I think that will take care of the matter. If you're in California, what you should do is find out if your local police chief belongs to this organization and mount a political campaign to get rid of the scum.
I couldn't agree more. There are 21 police chiefs in the whole state that have signed up with this. If you want me to fax you that information later.
Get rid of them. You don't have to fax it to me. I'm trying to save a nation. I could care less what's going on in your local locality. That's up to you to deal with, and I expect you to do it.
Well, we're writing letters and we're passing the information around.
Good. Well, you've got to do more than that. You've got to go out and mount an act. You have to become activists. You have to mount an active political campaign to get those people out of office and make sure that they never even can hold office as dog catcher as long as they profess beliefs and political agendas that are not American.
You're exactly right. Would the city council be the best way to attack the chief?
If that's who hires the chief, yes.
Yeah.
And if the city councilman refuses to do anything about it, then get rid of them.
Yeah.
Make it clear that this is the United States of America. until they deal with the second article and amendment properly, which means they have to either get rid of it or change it. And if they do that legally and lawfully, then we all have to abide by it. But until they do that, they ain't touching my guns. And if they come to get them, I'll turn them in bullets first.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The only thing that's kept us free for 200 years, relatively free, is the fact that individual citizens have firearms.
That's right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good night. Well, you know, another thing that amazes me, Tim, is the number of Americans who don't understand what America is, and they think that all of these European socialist ideas have somehow become American ideas. They're not American ideas.
They sure aren't. All they have to do is get in there and read their Constitution, and it's quite plain, quite simple language that anybody can read. And it'll tell them right there that is unlawful for what they're doing, period.
You know, I've got a question. I want somebody to answer this. If there's any socialists out there, I want them to answer this. I want to know the answer to this question. If you love socialism so much, if you love this state where the government has all the control and the people are nothing and can be executed at the will of the government for the betterment of the whole, and wealth should be redistributed to the people who haven't done anything to earn it and are mostly useless. If you really like that kind of a society, what are you doing here? This is not that kind of society. There's plenty of them around the world. What are you doing here? Why aren't you in Cuba? Why didn't you go to the Soviet Union when they were practicing that kind of government? And what's wrong with your brain? How come you don't understand that that kind of a system always fails? If you don't believe me, ask a Russian. Good evening, you're on the air. Have you got an answer to those questions?
I'm not a socialist, but I must say I was reading today in a book that there are three general meanings for democracy, and the third reason for democracy is taking from those that have and giving it to those that have not. So
that's right.
I guess that's what democracy is.
Well, this country is not a democracy, never was, and never was intended.
Right. Every time I hear that word, my head wants to blow up, you know?
Well, if you've been listening to this broadcast for long, you know it's a code word for socialism. This is a republic, and we are guaranteed by the Constitution a republican form of government.
Right.
And until they deal with that clause in the Constitution, it's illegal to have anything other than a republican form of government.
I had a gun question for Tim.
A lot of people didn't know that, I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tim, I see a lot of affinity for the Government 45. I have three of them myself recently purchased. One's a Springfield, a couple of Colts. But anyway, the Colt Enhanced. I always have a problem when I... Naturally, you have to break in a gun with a couple hundred rounds of ball or something, you know. I changed the springs out to the heavy recoil springs because I'm going to just use it for 230 grain ball. Do you recommend, you know, as a field, I don't know if you belong to the militia, but if you do, as a field person, do you recommend any of these exotic modifications, or is it just fine just to polish the ramp and maybe widen the feed ramp and throat to barrel for any hollow point use and be done with it?
Ramp and throat to barrel is fine. another thing is that you can put on there is a extended guide system in there. Some real good gunsmiths know what that is. And what it does, it prevents your recoil spring that you got a short recoil guide in there. That's this one that I have in mind is full length.
You're using a full-length guide rod.
What do you got?
Okay.
And it puts a lot of stability into the weapon, and it'll be almost flawless. And then ramp and throat, as you were saying yourself.
Do you use shock buffers or CP buffs? That's that little piece of rubber that goes behind the spring.
Yes.
Spell spring.
Yes, I do.
I noticed that kind of cuts down the power of the ejected cartridge, which is real powerful. But anyway, one other question. I have a problem with these guns with reliability, and I can't seem to figure it out. And this is using ball, you know, using UMC Remington or Winchester USA brand ball.
Can I make your point real quick? We're almost into the break.
Okay. The point was the cartridge won't go all the way into the chamber. It's not a smokestack, but it just won't go all the way into the chamber. I have to kind of push it into battery. Any suggestions?
Well, when it does that, there's got to be an obstruction in the chamber, and it might not be quite polished out. You might have to take it to your gunsmith and have him polish it out when you have him ramp and throat it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The coke and the ice box, popcorn's on the table. Sally's doing that switch now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Say that song called Soul Twist.
The Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, folks. And they're real good people there. You know, if you just want to call and talk to somebody and learn a little bit about gold and silver, you should call them. Even if you don't have any money to invest. Now, you're going to have to do something to fill your pockets or a tin can or a coffer or a PVC pipe or something with some gold and silver coins, because there's going to come a day in the near future that if you're not a part of the system, you're not going to have any money. You're not going to be allowed to go to the grocery store and buy groceries. You're going to have to barter on what's always been known as the black market. Right, Tim?
It's very true. Unless you have a pocket full of bullets to swap, gold and silver would be one of the best things that you can use.
And you don't want to swap bullets. In the coming years, you're going to need every one of them. And all you people out there who are afraid of what's coming, remember, there are so many of us. It's unbelievable. If each one of us just hits one of the enemy who are trying to destroy this nation and bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist government and kill Americanism and kill the Constitution and kill patriotism, it'll be over in a very short period of time. It's going to take some guts, and it's going to take some gold and silver coins. Call 1-800-289-2646. It's 1-800-289-2646, and do it right now. And by the way, if you talk to Gene, tell him I said, hey.
Listen while I talk to you. I tell you what they're gonna do. There's a new thing to put around, and I'll tell you what they're putting down. Just move your body all around and just say, oh, mama, say. That's the way to do it. All be looking good now. Shake, yeah. Shake it like a bowl of soup. Make my loopy loop. Put your hands on the hip.
Dancing Pooh.
Kind of let the backbone slip.
Dancing Pooh.
Like a whip and just shake.
Dancing, dancing, dancing Pooh. All right, baby.
Shake the shake with all your might. Or if you do it right, just make your body loose and light.
Oh, I missed you today, Pooh. That little girl can dance, folks. You wouldn't believe it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening to Bill, Tim, and Pooh. This is Joe from Florida.
Hi, Joe.
Bill, I've got two quickies for you. First off, I just received your Pale Horse book today, and I want to tell you how much I was enjoying it.
I hope you weren't enjoying it.
Let me put it to you this way. I would like to tell you how much I'm learning from it. How's that?
That's better.
Okay. No, it isn't exactly light reading.
I would have to question the sanity of anybody who enjoyed my book.
Exactly. Are you planning an update or a sequel to this book?
Three. In the works right now. One will be at the publisher probably within a couple of weeks.
Okay. My other question is a little more technically oriented. I hope you can help me with it. I'm a relatively new listener and on shortwave, and can you give me any reception tips? I have a real problem getting you down here in Florida.
Yeah, I'll give you one reception tip. On October the 10th, we're going to switch frequencies. So the evening of October the 10th, that's a Monday, will be at 5.065 megahertz.
5.065 October the 10th.
Right. Also, the key to shortwave is antenna, always. You can have a $10 radio and a good antenna, and you can have better reception than a $10,000 radio that has just an average antenna. So antenna is always the key to shortwave. And if you want to know what kind of antenna to get, what will make your reception better, in every state there's somebody who's an expert in radios and antennas, and they usually have stores that just deal in this kind of stuff. So find out who they are and where they are, and call them up and talk to them.
But I'll do that. Thank you for talking to me.
If you can't find anybody, put out a long wire. Longer the better. About 200 feet ought to do it for you.
Just run that up a tree or something?
Yeah, but be careful of lightning. I mean, you're going to have your chassis on your radio grounded, so in case that wire gets hit by lightning, you won't get fried.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
I mean, that's a big concern around here.
Around Florida, too.
Yeah, that's right. There's only one place that has more lightning than Arizona, and that is Florida. Take care.
All right. Yes, sir.
602-337-2524 is the number, the big number. If you want to call and shoot the you-know-what with Tim and I, or one of us. Hello?
Hello?
Well,
hello, is this Bill?
I thought we had one of them newly discovered extraterrestrials on the line there for a second.
Oh, yes, I think we got a little bit of feedback. I'm calling out here from Massachusetts, and I just want to say that I work in a local gun store, but I just want to say that out here we have a permit system for both long guns and pistols,
so
where you would have to go to your local police chief and beg this official for the privilege of possessing and purchasing a firearm, which has already been guaranteed as a right in the Constitution, and many of the people out here are slowly waking up to that fact. And in that sense of the word, I guess they're starting to realize what a sham it is that the system has been put over on the people.
Do you have your radio on?
No, I don't. I have it off.
Okay. Got a bad line or something.
Yeah. The other thing I just want to say is that there is still a very good spares market out there. There's some very good companies out there that are able to provide you with spare parts for whatever rifles you have, everything from 100 years ago to date to the present. And before they shut that supply line down, just want to advise all the listeners to buy everything that they can in the way of spares that they might need. Buy two or three of everything, such as extractors and springs and everything like that, that could spare you out in the field.
Well, that's good advice. Thank you.
Okay, and keep up the good work. There's a very active element out here in Massachusetts, you know, the people are really waking up to it out here in New England.
Good.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling. 602-337-2524. Have you got nobody? Nobody wanted to answer my socialist question. And maybe, I know socialists listen to this broadcast. In fact, a lot of them do. They're masochists. They can't help it. They have to listen every night. They got to get their dose. They got to get beat and whooped. That's the only thing that makes them feel good. You know, there's something something about socialists just drives me wild. I don't understand them. I never will, I don't think.
Hard to figure out sometimes.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to put your pot up, Tim. Just reach over and smack me, and I'll get it up there. Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Bob in South Carolina.
Hi, Bob.
I heard you mention something about witnessing a particle beam sometime last week.
Yes.
Can you tell us any more about that?
What I told you is what I saw.
I mean, did you get any photographs or anything like that?
No. No, it's dark. This is just a straight beam of light coming down from a...
Did it look like they were targeting anything to see what kind of damage it could do?
Well, I don't know if they were melting anything or trying to destroy anything. I think they were just testing it, and it was where it was striking was a long way from where I was at. So, and it was dark. And it's just a big, wide beam of light that came down out of the sky, and it did that about every 4 minutes for quite some time.
Well, that was the only question I had, Bill.
Straight as an arrow, wasn't lightning, couldn't even remotely be confused with lightning.
Okay, Bill. Well, thanks.
You're welcome. I don't even know if it could do any damage, to tell you the truth. I just know that that's what it was. How many of you people have heard about the revelation that was revealed late last night, supposedly from Southern California, that the government has admitted that extraterrestrials are real? Remember, I told you this was going to happen. I warned you. I told you. Any of you hear about that? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Bill Cooper?
Yes.
My name's Kent Pruitt.
Hi,
I'm from Florida. And I've been an avid listener of yours and read your book several years ago. I was recommended to me by Dave, one of your CADI members from Edgewater. And we've started a group here in the area called the American Constitutional Society. And we're growing, and there's all kinds of patriot groups all over the area in Central Florida here. Tomorrow we're going to the Constitutional Restoration Rally in Lakeland. There's supposed to be 20,000 people there.
Good. That's wonderful, but there should be 20 million people there.
I agree, but it's a start, and it's great. And I'm glad you're there.
Thank you.
And
I'm glad I'm here, too. They want me somewhere else.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and keep up the good work, and I hope to maybe join your organization one of these days soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, folks, I want somebody to call me and tell me about this. Did you hear it? You know, I was listening to Art Bell late last night while I was working on the computers, and I heard Art Bell talking about the fact that aliens are real and they're here, and the government's admitted that extraterrestrials fly around in flying saucers and all this kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's a scam. It is a scam. I told you this was going to happen. Sounds to me like they're getting close to pulling that little booger out of a test tube and teaching him how to talk.
So, folks, one thing I want to let you know about, winter's coming. And if things keep going the way they're going, besides having some gold and silver, you better start thinking about getting some warm clothes for the little ones and yourself. All the big stores are coming out with their new lines of winter clothing and boots at this time. Surplus stores like myself, we have GI warm clothing. And you better start thinking about it. We're going to have a long, cold winter. And especially if whatever happens, we're going to be needing clothing and food and many other things. So you better start thinking about it.
Do you ever wonder what people in foreign countries, you know, this is an international broadcast, it's worldwide. Do you ever wonder what people in foreign countries think when they listen to the hour of the time?
I've often wondered myself, yes. They must think what's going on over here when they've been...
And they've been told this place is secure. Americans are free. Yeah, well, you keep believing that. Yes, sir. Yeah, the problem is most people in foreign countries really don't know what freedom is. So we could lose a lot of freedoms, and they'd still think we were free. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I've seen that by different visitors that come to the state from many, many countries that come into places that I frequent. And they're amazed at the things that we have. I also carry a weapon in my vehicle, and they...
Oh, come on, Tim. Tell the truth.
Well, I carry a couple. So anyway,
he's still lying, folks. Still lying.
They see my vehicle with a weapon hanging in the window, and they're in awe that this could be done where we live here in Arizona. And they almost want to touch it to see if it's real and if that's a real gun. They're in amazement. Also about the...
he could equip a company out of the back of his Bronco, believe me, and that's the truth.
So there's just a lot of people that look around our freedoms here, and they just can't believe some of the things that we have, but yet I don't know really how to explain it. We're losing our freedoms, but they think that we're real free, and they haven't got the faintest idea about guns or anything else because they've never been near them.
And that's why they don't have any freedoms.
That's right.
That's exactly why. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening. I'm glad I got through.
Hey, you sound like you're from the South.
Yeah, this is Mike in Key Largo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, every time I go to Atlanta, everybody says, hey, Bill. Hey. How you doing? I like it. It's nice.
Yeah, Key Largo, the Concrete Public, are going to secede from the United States here.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. We were thinking maybe we'd get on a boat and go out to one of these little islands if we ever needed to, you know.
Raise a flag, put an earring in your ear, and a patch over your eye, and hoist a Jolly Roger.
Right. The tradition down here is pretty large on that, rum runners and so forth, you know. It's been going on for years. Anyway, I had a couple of things I wanted to tell your listeners about to improve your reception. I ran a long wire around the inside of my room on a couple of thumbtacks. It's really easy to do.
That's right. You know, I forgot about that. It doesn't have to be outside. It just has to be long and insulated.
Right. And then I also...
I don't mean the wire insulated. I mean where it touches anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I bought the amplifier from Radio Shack. They make a shortwave amplifier. It allows you to tune in. You get plenty of gain. And you can tune out that awful humming noise that comes...
You get about 20 decibels, right?
Right, exactly. So it's worth it. It's only about $30. Anyway, on the food that you offered, the survival package.
Yeah, that's expired. We still have the food available, but I'm not going to give you my share anymore.
All right, well, keep up the good work. We enjoy listening to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Even without giving up my share, but you know, well, you don't realize it, but it takes about $10,000 a month before I can spend a nickel on myself to run this center, to run these broadcasts, to pay for the computers and the equipment and the books and things that we're always getting involved in. Plus now I have expenses going back and forth to Phoenix for these illegal crap and all kinds of stuff. And this last month, just on computers alone, I think I've spent probably around $6,000. $2,800 here, $1,800 there, $600 here, and all that stuff mounts up. So I can't afford to give you what I have rightfully earned anymore. And even at the catalog price, it's cheaper than you can get it anywhere else, folks. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is WWCR.
No, this is not WWCR. You can call them in Nashville, Tennessee. Good night. 602-337-2524 is the number, folks.
Folks, if you go to your local grocery store, big supermarkets, and check out the food prices, what Bill has to offer, and what you can buy in the store, as you can see, prices are going up all the time. I'm involved in other things, and I see how grocery prices are climbing. Meat prices are climbing all the time. Your prices of electricity and overhead and everything is continuously on an upgrade.
It's not just that. I mean, you can't get these items in food storage, dehydrated, vacuum packed, and enameled cans from any other suppliers at the prices that we give you.
Yes, and if you break down some of the prices of what they have to offer, you can't even dehydrate some of the items yourself at their prices and get it nitrogen packed. You just can't do it. I've broken some of the figures down on some items, and it would be awful hard to do.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is John in Austin, Texas.
Hi, John. Say hello to my sister. She's there, too.
Still making changes here after the CAGI convention there.
Well, good.
I tell you what, that was something else.
Why don't you tell people what they missed?
Oh, they missed Bob Ross and Tim there, and I tell you what, that was as much packed in as you could possibly ever need for preparing.
We kept you hopping, didn't we?
Man, it was good to see the bed at night, just trying to absorb it all and talk to everyone. And the most amazing thing to me was the campout.
You want some more beans and water?
I was pretty amazed at that camp out myself.
In the beginning there, in the blowing cold rain,
uh-huh.
You know there wasn't a frown on any face.
With lightning hitting all around us and rain pouring down. And
everyone was smiling and we had a good time.
Well, we put you through a week of stuffing your brains, and then we put you through a day of a firing range and recoil, and then we took you up on the mesa and drowned you. And it was wonderful. Everybody loved it, and I was glad that it turned out like it did, because it gave everybody a taste of what it's going to be like in the future when we've got to fight a war in the wilderness.
We've seen a lot of unity. A lot of unity.
I tell you what, well, the house is up for sale, so making some major changes here.
Very good.
But
we're going to do it again shortly.
Yeah, you should call me later on if you need some help with your computers.
Oh, you had to say the word, didn't you? Oh, I was almost forgot about it. Now I got to go back to it in about 10 more minutes.
Is Tim already headed out the door?
No, I'm still hanging in there right now, John.
He's scratching his head, though. That's the first sign.
It'll be something else once you get it all working.
Yeah, it will.
So I'm fixing to send you a care package.
Good.
And have a ScanJet 2P image scanner with a document feeder.
Wonderful.
Ought to be my small contribution to the research center there.
Well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because every little bit counts. And you were here, you know what we're doing, and you've seen it all. So.
I like went through the roof when I heard about your experience there in Phoenix.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if that's as bad as they can get, well, we don't have anything to worry about, because they didn't even spook little Pooh with that gas, you know. She sat there and held that wet towel over her face and...
Fine little girl.
Didn't even whimper.
Fine little girl. Well, I'll let you go, Bill.
But I am going to get them for that. You can bet your boots.
I would not want to be on the other side.
Yeah, they're going to pay for that.
All righty.
Thank you for calling.
Dead.
602-337-2524. We have a few more minutes. Time for some more calls. And get your input. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill. Hi. I'm kind of curious as to your opinion on Tommy Treasure Gate Buckley.
Scam. Another scam. Total crap.
Why do you say that?
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Some guy came over here from the Far East, didn't know Tom Lee Buckley from Adam, and gave him billions and trillions of dollars worth of certificates?
Well,
are you kidding me?
Well, what's the point? I mean, why is he putting all that time and aggravation and
because he's got a whole bunch of people that otherwise would be preparing to take this country back, running around following his every move and calling six times a day to those hotlines and all this other crap. They're running around in circles chasing their tails. They're not doing what they ought to be doing. They're helpless. They're hopeless. And they're going to find themselves in some labor camp somewhere.
Huh. Well, that's...
I mean, you wouldn't even give a stranger $10 that you didn't know, would you?
No.
All right. And it just amazes me that all these people out there think that somebody's going to come from a foreign country, no less, and just, hey, what's your name? Oh, my name's Tommy Buckley. Well, here, take a few $1 trillion.
Well, do you think he's in cahoots with all these people, or is he just...
I don't even care. I mean, once you understand what the thing is, I mean, it doesn't matter who he is. You just stay the hell away from it, if you're smart. But if you're greedy and you think that you're going to get something in your pocket from it, then, you know, that's up to you.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I've learned, folks, that most patriots care more about getting an easy buck from somewhere than they do about saving their country. They're phony patriots, a lot of them. And I'm not talking about the lady who just called. She called to ask about that thing. I have no idea whether she's involved or not. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill and Tim.
Hi.
Tim, could you tell me, how do you stay warm out there if you just had to hoof it with your knapsack on? Is a bivy a good idea with a sleeping bag at waterproof cover?
Yes, you can carry your sleeping bag with you. Also, if you had your carrying your pack, you'd also have a poncho liner, which would also add to your warmth. You should have a survival blanket, which also you can put on the inside of you to hold your body heat in. There's various ways of keeping yourself warm out there.
What foods do you keep in your knapsack when you're taking off, just with your knapsack?
I carry some dehydrated foods and some MREs. Those are meals ready to eat that the military has for the soldiers that the powers to be don't want you to have anymore.
I see. What sight do you put on that Mach 90? That little red dot one. What do they call that? Is that a...
That's an illusion sight. There's various sights, but a good shooter can see as far as they'll shoot.
What's a good brand to get?
What, in the sight?
Illusion sight.
That's the name of it, the illusion sight.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm. Comes in a yellow box.
Don't believe him, it's just an illusion.
Tim, tell him how to eat a rattlesnake. I enjoyed your little rundown on that one time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
One of these days we'll have to do that.
A rattlesnake in Texas. This is Richard from Houston.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Hi there.
So, anyway, I'm just waiting for one more thing for you, and it'll be on its way.
What about that tritium compass? Do you have any of those available?
You be careful when you open that package from him because it's a rattlesnake he's looking for.
Yeah, I think I got one left, Richard.
Okay, put it in with it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Bye.
Good night. Well, folks, it's that time. I've enjoyed this hour. I'm glad I didn't have to prepare for anything, but I sure hate going back to those computers.
Yeah, I really had some fun. I still think we ought to go camping.
Well, why not? Let's go eat a rattlesnake. Good night, folks. God bless you, and God save this republic.
Good night, folks.
Darling, you send me. I know you send me. Darling, you. Honest you, honest you, you thrill me. I know you, you thrill me, darling. You thrill me, honest you. At first, I thought it was infatuation. Ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me. I know you send me. be so warm. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know.